We probably played in a few snowy games. How does that affect the team?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity. I think about when I was a kid living in St. Louis, my dad's last year, and how anytime it snowed, you want to go outside and play football. That was like the first thing you wanted to do. And all these years later, I still feel the same way. So our guys are excited about that. Should make for a fun game. And then obviously, you know, there's certain things that come into play with that, you know, ball handling and communication and things like that. So got to be ready to handle that, but it's going to be a great opportunity for us.
How emotional has this week been for you, and what do you expect on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know, the one thing I'll say is I feel very appreciated by the people in the building, and certainly just thankful for how everyone has treated me this week, and the thanks that they've expressed and things like that. I'm sure it'll be emotional Sunday. For obvious reasons, but you know, my job is to focus on playing football, and you know, I've always tried to do my job, so that's not going to change on Sunday.
Is there someone on this roster who may be uniquely positioned to fill your shoes come next year? Is there someone that you could point to and say, I've seen his career arc?
You know, it's tough to say. I don't like to compare, and I don't think that anyone should try to be anyone else. I think guys have to be themselves and operate in the gifts that God has given them. So I always encourage guys to just be themselves. You know, whatever my role has been, will be, is, it is, because God has uniquely called me to do that. But, you know, the next guy, when that time comes, he's got to be himself. So we'll see.
I know it's kind of hard to think about legacy, but when you first saw, I want to get what you first thought your legacy would be when you started in the NFL, and now looking back on your career, what you hope your legacy is on this team and this community in New England.
Yeah, appreciate that question. Well, when I started, I wasn't thinking much about legacy at all. I think the only legacy I had when I started was I'm Jackie Slater's son, so people didn't even know my name, didn't know my story, and you know, I didn't have a big vision for what my legacy might be. I didn't think about it at all. Certainly didn't envision being in one place for this long. So I think for me, just the thing that I value most and the thing that I hope people remember me by when my time is up is, you know, what I did off the football field, how I engaged with the community, how I tried to use my platform the right way to connect with people, uplift them, and you know, bring the people around me up. That's always been my approach, servanthood, and that stems from my faith in Christ. I believe he was a great servant, a great leader, and I've tried to emulate that in every aspect of my life. It hasn't been perfect by any means, but you know, I hope when people think about me, they don't just think about a guy that was running up and down covering kicks, but they think about a guy who tried to pursue manhood to the best of his ability, tried to help the people around him to the best of his ability, and tried to serve others to the best of his ability.
You think young Slate would be proud?
I hope so. I hope he would. I think he'd be shocked that we'd still be standing here all these years. I'm still shocked. So,
Matthew, asked Jackie Slater's son, going back to that year in St. Louis, what have you learned from Jackie Slater about the end of that season?
Yeah.
What goes into what comes next?
Well, it's a very, very good question. It's tough. I mean, I think, you know, the biggest thing that he had to wrestle with was, well, when the right time to walk away would be. You know, I think we all wrestle with that. Well, we've been blessed, my dad and I, to have to wrestle with that question. I mean, a lot of guys, the decision's made for you. But I think for him, like, perspective was so important. You know, football was what he did, but not who he was. And I feel the same way. It's what I do, but it's not who I am. And I'm not going to stop existing or being Matthew when football is done for me. You know, it's not my identity, and I think that was very helpful for him in his transition, because when you place your identity in something that's temporary, when that is removed, then you struggle. Not to say that he didn't have issues transitioning, and I'm sure I'll have some as well, but I think for us, our faith in Christ, our North Star, was helpful for him, and it'll be helpful for me and, you know, making the next steps, making the next decisions, and, you know, whenever that time may be.
When did you start to appreciate or acknowledge the difficulty of your father by 20 years?
Year one. I was like, man, this is hard. There are a lot of good players. It's a tough league. Injuries happen. Politics happen. There's situations. There's so many things outside of your control as an NFL player. As much as you control the things you can, the NFL is so unpredictable, and so many different things happen that you really don't have a say in. So I think my first year I realized, man, what he did was really special. And then certainly as I've gotten older and my body has changed, I'm like, man, how did you do this for that long? And, you know, he's just very matter of fact. I don't know. He just kept working at it, kept staying at it. So, but that's my dad for people who know him. But, yeah, I have more of an appreciation now than at any point in time in my life for what he was able to accomplish in his career.
Have you decided that it's – Sunday is it, or are you going to go through the whole process? And let
sounds
it
like you guys have decided for me.
Right?
That's my plan, is just take it like any season. And, you know, my wife and I will make that decision, and my family, and we'll go from there.
Matthew, Gerard Mayo called you the perfect teammate. What does it mean for you to be the perfect teammate? And for you personally, when did you transcend from being just a great teammate to someone who wanted to make a difference in the community as well?
Well, that's very kind of Gerard. Gerard's seen my entire journey. Obviously, we came in together, and he'll be the first one to tell you he'd be the last guy. I would be the last guy that anyone thought would still be doing this. I think for me, when you think about being a teammate, it's about serving the guys around you and seeing them and their lives beyond the game and what they do off the field. They're understanding their why, getting to know their families, getting to know their life experience. I think that's really important. I mean, people drive this whole thing, right? It's a lot of times we get caught up in numbers and measurements and records and outcomes, and I understand it's a production business, but at the core, it's people. And I think as humans, we all share, that human experience, and I think it's important to connect and relate to that. So that's always been important to me. Ever since I started playing sport, and then, you know, obviously taking that same ideology off the field is something that I was raised to do. My parents did it. I remember us serving at soup kitchens, volunteering all the time as young people, and we understood that life was bigger than what happened within the Slater bubble. And if we could use the resources and opportunities that we had to bless others, that's what God was calling us to do. So my mother and father modeled that for my brother and I. Something that I embraced at a young age, and something I want my kids to do as well.
With Mayo, with a Devin McCourty, or even a Tom Brady, how much will you rely on them while making this decision?
Well, yeah, look, I've spoken to all those guys about crossing over, so to speak, and what that experience was like for them. I think all three of them were in pretty unique positions. Tom probably feels like he can still play to this day. Gerard obviously, had some injuries, and then Devin made his decision last year. But it's been helpful, bless you. It's been helpful to talk to those guys about their experience, take their feedback. All three of those guys are guys I respect, I worked with for a long time, and have had huge impacts on my life. So. Obviously, there's a lot to learn from me, from them, and I'll definitely be using that as I make my decision. So,
what would you like to say about Coach Belichick's leadership for you over your whole career?
It's been transformative. I wouldn't have had a third of the career that I've had without Coach. And he's pushed me every step of the way. He's shown belief in me when I think a lot of people wouldn't have, and you know, given me an opportunity coming out of college where you know, a lot of other teams would not have, and he's kept me around a lot longer than I thought he would. So I certainly appreciate that. I certainly appreciate the way he leads from the front and his example, his sacrifice, his accountability. I can go on and on about Coach, but, you know, simply stated, I mean, I'm not standing up here talking to you without Coach Belichick. So appreciate it, guys.